Hello.
Hi, my name is Chantel, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to
Yes, ma'am.
advise you this call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I want to file for my unemployment.
All right, are you currently unemployed?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I have your Social Security number, please?
419-190949.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Jessica Denise Johnson.
Hold on, say that one more time.
Jessica
I mean,
Denise.
your Social Security number.
419-19. I meant 418. I'm sorry, baby.
Oh, I know I pulled up somebody else.
Yes, ma'am. It's 418.
Okay, what's the rest?
418-190949.
Okay, and you've never filed before?
No, ma'am.
Give me one second to create you an account.
Okay, ma'am.
All right, and what's your date of birth?
May 22nd, 1984.
May 22nd, 1984.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and what's your mother's maiden name?
Margaret Newman.
It'll be her last name she was born with, so Newman.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have a driver's license?
And I have an ID.
All right, to my non-drivers.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, what's the number to it?
105-26603.
All right, one second. All right, we're about to start your claim. And who was your last employer, the one you're calling to file for today?
It's Hudgens Food Group in Elba, Alabama.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Do you understand knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand fraud is if that is a federal offense punished by a fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right, have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and need only to file for trade adjustment assistance benefits?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have trade readjustment allowance certification?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
Is this a good contact phone number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
What state was your non-driver's license issued in?
Coffee County.
I'm saying like state.
Oh, Alabama.
All right, these are demographic questions. Can I have your race?
Black.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
No, I'm black, babe. I'm non-Hispanic.
And your gender?
Female.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
All right. Can I have your home address, please?
163 County Road 344, Elba, Alabama 36323.
Is your mailing address the same as your home address?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and what was your job title?
It was a it's Hudgens Food Group.
Job title, like?
Oh, I was a cook.
All right, are you seeking work in what you would normally do?
Ma'am.
Are you seeking work in what you would normally do?
No, ma'am.
So what are you seeking work in?
Well, I ain't got no work now, ma'am. I'm unemployed right now.
Seeking as in looking?
Oh, no, ma'am. I ain't looked since I got fired.
No, ma'am. Are you looking for a job in what you would normally do?
Oh, no, ma'am.
So what are you looking for work in?
Well, cooking.
That's what you was doing last time. That's
yes,
why I was
yes,
asking.
Ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, ma'am.
So you're not available to work all the shifts that you would normally work?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
You haven't been physically and mentally able
yes,
to
ma'am.
Work?
Yes, ma'am. Let me try my air conditioner. I can't hardly hear you, babe. There we go. Now I can hear you, Sue.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Yes, ma'am.
I said, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Oh, 7 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$10.
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you own a business?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
These are your payment options. Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I don't have no saving or checking account, baby.
You want the state debit card then?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And what was your employer phone number?
The company, I don't have that number, baby. I don't have that number, baby.
They're not going to let you continue your application without nothing right there.
Okay. Let me see. Hold on, honey. Let me see. I know it's such a food group.
Well, ma'am, can I call you back?
Yes, ma'am, you can.
Okay, darling, I'm going to call you right back, okay?
All right, have a nice rest of your day.
All right, you too.